prescriptions and the remedy. But when we are talking about his spirituality, his connecting, and he will give it to you. Without his order, you will not have it. Yes?
Come, O you that seek the remedy. Set your eye on non-speciality, like the eye of one who is tilled towards the spirit.
Ah, how do we correct that? Did it make sense? That's a speciality, blah, blah, blah. I don't know, there is a term, Arabic verse, that we do not even translate into Persian. It's law makan, means not space. Makan is a space. Law makan means no space. The other side of existence, that non-existence which are, in Arabic would be la makan. Remember, this is the kaun. This is the way he created it. He said, kun fayakuna. That's kaun. That existence, he said, okay, it's here, but there is a non-existence, la makan. Therefore, if you are looking for a solution or remedy, you have to take your eyes from this existence, look at that, non-existence, la makan, yes.
Now, what about the second half of that verse, like the eye of one who is tilled towards the spirit?
Like the dead guy is looking at the spirit. How the dead guy will look at the spirit? Not with his eyes, because he's dead, he cannot see. But somehow, that's what the dead cadaver is missing. So the dead cadaver should think about that. All is yes, sometimes it's confusing because of the language and translation. But all is that, listen, the existing solutions in here are useless over there. Whatever we talk about, spirituality will come to you. You don't build a spirituality. You don't even give birth to your Moses, do you? Because the Moses will appear in the dream of Pharaoh. It starts from there. Everything is given, especially that special stuff that the artist have inspiration. Inspiration will explain all of this, because you see, I bring it over there, you understand it? Yes. You work and you learn the technique, it's good, but if inspiration is not there, you can't do it. Inspiration comes from nowhere, the word you don't know. Could you help it? Of course all the artists will try. They could. But there is another point here. We want to talk about that stuff which is not understandable. One name was No Place, La Macon, right? There is another name for it, No Direction. You would say B, which is Persian for law, Jahat. No direction, no Jahat. It doesn't go anywhere. Whatever you know about this existence, we put a none in front of it and we bring in that other stuff. That's what we wanted to talk about.
This world has been produced from that which is without spatial relations. For the world has received place from placelessness.
This universe got the place from placelessness. That's the trick of non-existence. Listen carefully. Yes.
Turn back from existence towards non-existence. You seek the Lord and belong to the Lord.
If you seek that special stuff we talk about, which is what? Rabbi and Rabbanisti means being attracted to God and being God-wise and God-like and all that. If you're that, means if you want that spirituality, not as some something be mine. That is spirituality, that vastness of holiness and the holy existence, because Rabbani means the holy. I don't know why he translated it to holiness. If you seek the Lord and holiness, then turn your eyes from existence toward non-existence. Because you are seeking something which has no dimensions. It has no limitation of time and all that. So you have to look there. Yes.
This non-existence is the place of income. Do not flee from it. This existence of more and less is the place of expenditure.
This is the different really understanding of existence and non-existence. You see, his existence is about income. Because what is this? Dakhla. Of course, in Arabic, dakhla is coming in, having the benefit and all that. And here you see the word adam there, but you don't have the Persian. Here is that he talks about that this non-existent alam we are talking, don't run away from it. Because this is where you gain. The profit comes from non-existence. Existence is the place that you expand. Yes? This should be highlighted. This verse, coming verse. Pay attention. Yes.
Since God's workshop is non-existence and the world of since God's workshop is non-existence, in the world of existence, who is except the idol?
I don't know, except the idol is not that forceful, but in the original stuff, there is a lot.
Our translation Nicholson's translation is quite different than what Peter read.
This is also Nicholson, but it's a later
Another version of Nicholson.
Another version.
Read that Nicholson. What is that one?
It says, since God's workshop is non-existence, outside of the workshop, there is worthlessness.
Yeah, but there is no outside of that. The Persian goes like this, that the workshop of creation of God, because the workshop of creation of God is in non-existence, the one in the universe of existence is nobody but a stupid waiting fellow. Because mu'attal is in Arabic, I tell you, give her a little bit of hardship to do this for you. Mu'attal means the one which is waiting. But it's not that. It's atil. Atil means worthless. Means useless. We put it aside with batil, and atil or batil means really a worthless person, because he's wasting the time. I say, you could be no one but that. You are mu'attal. Means you're waiting, and you're worthless, and you're silly if you're looking in this existence for spirituality. The confusion between this and that takes the spiritual thinking to political and I don't know, local stuff, something like that. Because they bring it to existence. And was it difficult or not to explain it? Really, if you want to understand the God, if you're in existence, you're silly. Then what? Then listen carefully.
Put into our heart subtle words which may move thee to mercy, O gracious one. From thee both the prayer and the answer. From thee safety, from thee also bread. If we have spoken faultily, do thou correct it. Thou art the corrector, O thou sultan of speech.
What does that mean? If you go superficially, yes, Again, Rumi came in, and he was in a good mood, and he prayed. We don't believe in this kind of stuff. This is a book. So for us to understand something, suddenly we will stop. And he will talk to God. He was talking to us. He was asking a very strong question, right? He said, what else but a stupid fellow would be somebody in here? So he said, now, teach us the good words that will please you. If you do a mistake, correct it, because you are that. What it means? He was talking about this, that, listen, you are silly, deaf, and noseless fellows. You are full of talking, but the solution of the spirituality is not there. And then the way you talk a lot, because this ma'rifah, this wisdom, is coming from the other side. He will show you the beauty, he will show you the perfectness, he will show you this, he will show you that, and he's sitting in non-existence. If you want it, you should go there. Because if not, you're wasting your time. Then, and what am I doing now? I'm talking to you, I'm reading you these words. The goodness of these sayings comes from him. We as people, we do this, but listen, I'm not sitting down writing this poem. It comes to me, I know it. You should know it as well, that even the good words will come from him. Because he will correct our mistakes. The heart will correct your mistakes if you are in touch with your heart. Because your heart could suddenly stop you, could freeze you in the moment. Haven't you experienced that? That you're going around. I remember being a good tourist in Italy, a very good time, in a lovely restaurant in Cusco, in Peru. Sitting down in a lovely restaurant, suddenly two little boys outside in the road are watching our table, which was not served really yet. And suddenly I was a different person. Eat. That's how it goes.